Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Friday. We get down on Friday with Life and Style Weekly and events editor Juliet Eason checking in from New York right now via Google Chat. Juliet, let's get right to the first story. A lot of people buzzing, trying to link up Tim Tebow first with Katy Perry because she happens to be single now. But now something may be brewing between Tim Tebow and Taylor Swift. What do you know about this?
They had a date. They had an early dinner together at a restaurant called Tosca Nova in a mall, the Westfield Century City Mall in L.A. And after they ordered their meal, they went into the mall for a little stroll around the stores before they came back and had chicken and pasta. So it was a very PG date and sort of befits both of them because obviously they're both known for being somewhat conservative and somewhat religious. So I think she's a better match for him than Katy Perry.
Absolutely. But here's, like, on the outset, you're right. They do seem like a match made in religion, I guess you could say. But Taylor Swift has been known, I mean, I don't want to say she gets around, but she's been linked to quite a few guys.
She gets around.
Yeah, right. All right, you said it for me. Thank you.
But it's always in a very sweet, innocent way.
Oh, my God.
You see her, you know, walking on the New York streets with Jake Gyllenhaal, just holding hands, and it never seems to go much further than that. I think the only one that was sort of abnormal was when she was linked to John Mayer, which, as we all know, he's not a good guy. But maybe Tim is the right kind of guy for her because he is so sweet and virginal, as he professes.
Right. But see, now Taylor Swift, I don't think so much.
I don't think so either. Right. Although I guess we've never gotten confirmation on that one way or the other. Number of boyfriends, I guess we'll have to assume.
Yeah, well,
probably not in that camp any longer.
If you ever find out, let me know, okay?
You'll be the first person I tell.
Thank you. Awesome. Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim Johnson, Dancing with the Stars. Speaking of guys that get around, she's linked to Jeremy Piven now. And it, by the way, it kills me to say that because I'm a big fan of Jeremy Piven. But really?
I mean, she's pretty cute. I don't think he's slumming it at all with her. And she's a professional dancer. She's got a great body. I think it's a bit of an odd match just because they don't seem like each other's type. It's not super serious yet, but basically they have total sizzling chemistry and they can't keep their hands off each other.
Well, if Kim Johnson ends up making a cameo in this alleged Entourage movie, we'll all know what's really going on, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. There's another American Pie movie coming out with the original star, Jason Biggs. This is true, Juliet?
It is. It is called American Reunion.
Okay.
And the whole cast is back. But the biggest shock is actually that Jason Biggs gives everyone a taste of a little full frontal nudity, sort of Jason Segel style, like he did in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And the good news for the ladies is that apparently that frontal view does not disappoint.
All right. What's the headline again in Life and Style Weekly?
Jason Biggs is big.
You guys are so creative. You know that? You guys just...
Thank you.
Knock it out of the park every single time. That's why I love you guys.
We love you too.
Life and Style Weekly. Read about those stories and many more on the latest edition on Newsstands Now. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
You too.